For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
What I saw there was inhumane.
That's New York City Councilmember Yadonis Rodriguez. He's speaking about injustices he witnessed at Rikers. Rodriguez asks, when 40% of the inmates have some sort of mental health issue, what resources are we investing?
How are we really investing in putting all the pieces in place so that when a teenager gets sent to Rikers Island, that individual is reformed, going back to the school, continue their education, being the new mayor, being the new council member, being the new judge.
At a news conference on the steps of City Hall Monday afternoon, New York City Public Advocate Tish James said it's important that the city and the state provide resources. She said, Governor Cuomo, heed my advice.
It's important that we provide resources to mental health facilities in the city and the state of New York, outpatient facilities. That is what is needed now more than ever. Rikers Island should not be a housing program for individuals who are mentally challenged. It is unacceptable. And last, let me just say that the vast majority of the individuals who are on Rikers Island are there for non-violent crimes. And this war on drugs has not worked. And what we really need to do, again, is provide more services to individuals, give more discretion to judges, and provide more community-based services in the city of New York.
James said to call the current correctional facility a correctional facility is an oxymoron. There's nothing correct about it, she said, and they're not correcting any behavior. Councilmember Danny Drum said we need swift action.
And we need what I have said in the past is a Marshall Plan, quote-unquote, for the reorganizing of Rikers Island, or as other suggestions have been made, the decentralization of Rikers Island. One way or another, we must deal with this problem. This is as big of a problem as the issues that we're facing with Eric Garner, as we're facing out in Ferguson. This is an issue that's ready to explode, and it's something that we must deal with immediately.
And what is it that's happening inside of Rikers? And what kind of treatment are the inmates getting? Inmates who often are awaiting trial. Glenn Martin is with Just Leadership USA, himself a former inmate. He says with over 13,000 at Rikers Island, the majority are detainees.
Not sentenced to anything. You have officers that if they don't like you, if you're not doing what they want you to do, if you're not locking into a cell when you know you have the right to not actually be in that cell at that time of day, they'll make sure that you're punished as a result. There's a small team of officers there called the Turtles, and everyone who does time knows that those are the henchmen. And essentially, if the Turtles make their way to your cell, you have problems. And when they make their way to your cell, sometimes it's 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, toss the cell, disrespect your family pictures, beat you up. They know where the cameras don't shine at Rikers Island. It's great that we had a lawsuit 20 years ago that put cameras all over Rikers. But the truth is that there are many spaces on Rikers where there are no cameras, and there's this culture of officers that look out for each other. I'm not suggesting every single officer is bad. My older brother's a federal correction officer. At the same time, there was a culture there. And that's why we have to be careful about only focusing on individual cases, because then we lose sight of the fact that it's an entire system that's not working.
And young men, mostly young men of color, who go to Rikers may be placed in solitary, where the only recreation is 1 hour at 4 a.m. Queens Councilmember Drum is sponsoring Intro 292. It's a reporting bill to get facts and figures on what's actually happening at Rikers with solitary confinement.
I chose to do it in solitary confinement because it's something that I witnessed with my own eyes, and it was the area of most concern for me. What I saw there was horrendous, and actually it amounts to torture. The overwhelming majority of people who are in solitary confinement are there because they're either mentally ill or diagnosed with substance abuse issues or something like that. And to place those people into solitary confinement is nothing short of torture.
And this is because we're unclear about statistics.
We do not have statistics, particularly on solitary. We have some statistics on the general population, but really very, very little on solitary.
Drum expects the bill to pass the city council on Thursday. formerly incarcerated Occupy Wall Street activist and now prison reformist Cecily McMillan says things are getting worse at Rikers despite media attention.
The burden is falling on the women. There's lock-ins at 9 p.m. because they're trying to limit violence, which means these ladies can't speak to their families, that they're still running from jail. So we decided to put together the emergency petition delivery on Friday, where we delivered to Rikers, the representative for Commissioner Pont, 10,110 signatures calling for an overhaul of a basic protocol at Rikers.
McMillan with other activists have a sit-down meeting with the corrections commissioner scheduled for August 25th. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.